One poignant part of the day was after the program was over, and we had tried to make an occasion out of this by purchasing beer and wine for the group to go with the lunch that Edwin had provided. And after lunch was over, one of the young blacks, about 25 years old, from a resort called area called Alexandria, which is one of the smaller Soweto type areas and probably one of the oldest and one of the breeding grounds actually for Soweto, he said. Anyway, he came up to Teresa in a quiet way and began to ask him some questions and some help. He apparently wanted some consultation. make a long story short, one of his problems was he was a fellow of about 25, I think he said, and he had counselees who were 26 or 27. These were still in secondary school, and we asked them why, and he said, well, when the Soweto riots took place, school stopped. But when several years later, when school started, these same youth who now are adults were encouraged, or even for a number of reasons, pressured to take up school again. One of the pressures is that without the school matriculation certificate or graduation diploma, it's difficult for them to get work. So at any rate, he has counselees who are 26 years old, older than he, and the problem, one of the chief problems, is that they committed murder during the Soweto riots. So having committed murder, any transgression of minor school rules, such as shouting at a teacher or not doing assignments or fighting in class, of course, is a minor thing. But given one of these minor incidents, the principal of the school used to have only one alternative. It was to beat the child or to whip them or cane them on the buttocks, as he said. Now with the counselor in the school, the principal, who doesn't understand counseling or guidance or anything like it, sends the offender to this young man whose name is Isaac, and Isaac doesn't know what to do. That was your South African phone ringing there, and we were talking about Isaac. That was a person calling to invite us and set the time for a play on tomorrow, Saturday night. Well, to make a long story short, Isaac is his counselor we've been talking to all day, and within the group of 96, they said the average attendance, I think, was 94 the 2 days. But anyway, Isaac says to us today, he has these people in Alexandria who had been murderers in the Soweto riots of the late 70s. And he now has them as counselees, and the principal refers them for minor charges. At any rate, this was a very soft, nice guy, beautiful black man from Alexandria, had his training in Pretoria, and obviously at a loss to what to do. And he was talking about escaping, trying to get out of here. It was hard to know what to say to him. One could only listen, and I suspect just the two of us listening to him was the first time that had ever happened. The story also involved Afrikaners running over he and his friends, and you got a very, very negative picture of Afrikaners. We asked him about the English-speaking whites, and he smiled and said they're okay. And it was about, he simply dismissed the matter with that.